Welcome to Fully Vetted, animal care news from the clinic to the farm, presented by the Ohio Veterinary Medical Association. On today's episode, we learn about a new online networking platform exclusively for the veterinary community.
There's a lot of different features on it that will be super helpful to your veterinary career, both as a student and after graduation.
Spoiler alert, it's totally 100% free. We also meet Dr. Scott Pendleton, AVMA Alternate Delegate for Ohio, who explains why participating in organized veterinary medicine is so important.
It's just very satisfying, and I'm quite proud to have served the profession.
And how he makes time in his busy schedule to volunteer. And now, on to the show. Welcome back to Fully Vetted. I'm Kristen Bennett, and I'm here with a quick reminder about our Listen Up contest. Listen to any four episodes and share your feedback for a chance to win free registration to the 2022 Midwest Veterinary Conference. Submit your entry online at www.fullyvettedpodcast.com/contest by September 1st to qualify. And now, on to today's episode.
Welcome to the Fully Vetted Podcast. I'm your host, Mia Cunningham.
And I'm producer and sometimes co-host, Kristen Bennett. We are joined today by Tamaris Nunes.
Tamaris is a student leader at the Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine, and she's here today to chat with us about her involvement as a student ambassador for Harbor, as well as her role as a founding member of WAVE. We appreciate veterinarians everywhere. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being invited. I really appreciate it. How are you today?
Doing well, trying to enjoy the summer a little bit.
same. It's quickly sliding away.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you making the time to be here. And before we get into, you know, the work that you're doing, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Of course. My name is Tamaris. I am originally from Brazil, but I grew up for the most part in Massachusetts in a small suburban town outside of Boston. And I'm a now third year vet student at The Ohio State College of Vet Med, and I absolutely love my experience there. And I'm so happy that I became a Buckeye. I've just been very fortunate to be a part of Ohio State. And wow, I did not expect to love Columbus as much as I did. So that's been also really fun.
Well, happy to hear that.
Yeah. And what got me into vet med? Cats. Really, cats are my passion. I love them to death. I have two amazing boys who are both the bane and the love of my existence. And really the people, because I know how much I love my boys. In the dog department, I'm a big corgi/golden retriever fan. And I love people as well. I'm a very people-oriented person. And I want to be able to strengthen and continue to emphasize that bond that other people have with their cats and dogs as well.
Nice. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. So if you could you tell us, what is Harbor?
Sure. So Harbor, in a nutshell, is basically a LinkedIn for veterinarians and veterinary students. And when someone joins, they have access to several different features of the website. The first is a list of veterinarians that are well-renowned in the field, either practice owners or business leaders or things of that nature that have volunteered to give their time and energy as mentors to help students and other veterinarians grow within the profession. There's also like a feature that you can like reach out like, hey, are there any mentors that are interested in this and can chat to me about that? Or hey, does anyone know about this area of vet med and so on and so forth? Harbor also has a lot of different initiatives such as webinars and classes and stuff that focus on everything from like wellness and health to like financial stuff to practice ownership to how to increase revenue, that kind of thing. And one of the best parts of Harbor is that veterinarians and hospitals can set up profile pages in which students and other vets are able to learn more about their practice in a different view from what you would either see on their website or what you would see on like Indeed, for example. So they can get down to the nitty gritty of what that practice is like on a day-to-day basis outside of those other traditional avenues. Overall, it's just a fun website that you can get to meet more people within the field and not be cluttered by other professions as you would with LinkedIn. And the best part is it's absolutely 100% free.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like an incredible resource.
It's amazing. It's a very good time. I've met some really good people on Harbor so far.
This is the first I've heard about Harbor. Is it still pretty new?
Yes, Harbor is still fairly new. I've only been an ambassador now, will be my second year. So it's only been around for maybe 2.5 years or so. So very fresh, very new. We're trying our best to get it in front of people. And I'm sure once people know how awesome it is, it'll spread very quickly.
How many veterinary professionals have joined so far?
I know that right now we have somewhere in the 3,000 to 5,000 range, and we have a couple thousand students on. We hope to grow that membership exponentially. And that way, in a couple of years, when those vets graduate, they will serve as mentors to the next generation and so on. It's been really fun to be a part of this organization and see it grow.
So why did you choose to get involved with the organization as a student ambassador?
My family is a small business oriented. We have a pizzeria that I will be going to after I do this recording. We also have a moving company. My sister has a small business of her own with her husband. And my first job as a technician was with a one doctor, one technician, small animal hospital. And I really loved the small business, private practice mentality and how you have to be both, you know, a good veterinarian and a good business person to be able to run that facility property, both from like retaining clients and customers, but also now in this time and age, retaining good staff, which is so hard. And Harbor gives the opportunity for small business owners, private practices that are not connected to a corporation at all to get in front of veterinary students. We all know that big corporations spend a lot of money on vet schools every year, you know, hosting parties, giving out stuff, hosting different talks and stuff because they have the budget and resources that allows them to do that in every school. It doesn't mean that those practices are the only ones that exist, but they're just the only ones that we're exposed to. So what can a small business owner do to get themselves seen in the space that is so cluttered by corporations? For example, let's say if you have a vet hospital that's like 3 or 4 hours away from a vet school, unless an individual has lived there in the past and moved away for vet school, which, you know, is typical, but it's really hard to attract talent to those hospitals. So Harbor is trying to, you know, combat that by giving small businesses a platform that they can advertise, show themselves off to new students. And of course, the mentorship part is great because you really do get to meet different vets from many different walks of life and get to talk to a lot of different individuals and learn from their mistakes, which is great. And really just get to pick up their brains about different things and learn about new areas that you maybe haven't explored. And yeah, just kind of have fun and hang out. And also things like the Harbor Business Experience is great too, like their webinars that they serve. So a lot of different things. I was very excited to become a part of this organization. It's definitely enhanced my overall college experience, which is so hectic and crazy to begin with.
What is your role as an ambassador?
Doing things like this. My job is to spread the word of the platform and advertise it to students so that they will join, they will keep coming back to the website, and they will use all that Harbor has to offer. As with anything, the more members that are on Harbor and the more members that graduate on Harbor, the more veterinarians they'll be on Harbor to help the next generation of students. So we really want to strengthen the platform by having more and more individuals join.
So you got a nice pipeline going.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Good. So you've been quite busy there during your time at Harbor, though. So I understand that you're one of the founding members of WAVE.
Yes.
So help us understand what WAVE is and why it was created.
So earlier this year, we came up with the concept of WAVE, which stands for We Appreciate Veterinarians Everywhere. And it kind of fits in with the whole Harbor thing, which is kind of cool. And the idea is students, veterinarians, practice owners, anybody can send other individuals a WAVE, which is like an e-card. We have a couple different styles depending on the month. Like during Pride Month, we have special Pride cards. And you will, you know, put in your email, put in their email and send them a quick note like, hey, you're really awesome. Thank you for doing this for me yesterday. Or, hey, you were a vet that I worked with years ago. And I just want to say you changed my life in this way. And, you know, if you're having a bad day at the hospital or maybe you just left a really crappy client or whatever, when you open up your inbox and you're like, oh, wow, like that student or that person remembered me or, you know, like someone is out there thinking of me, like it just shines a small bit of light in what sometimes is a really, really hard profession. Earlier this year, we all saw the spike in numbers of suicide by veterinarians. And we wanted to do something as an organization to help combat in any way that we could. And the parent company of Harbor, which is Suvetto, committed to donating up to $10,000 to Not One More Vet for each WAVE sent. And then in the future, we want to donate to other organizations as well. One of the best things about our concept is we don't just want to, you know, send a WAVE and be done with it. After you receive a waive, you'll have a what to do next. And obviously you can join Harbor and become a member, and that would be great as well. But we also are offering even non-members initiatives like mindfulness and well-being classes that we want to host at least something once a month. We have book clubs planned. We have different speakers, like quick and easy, like 10, 15 minute webinars or Zoom meeting type things, just to unite people all over the country to like breathe and remember why we are in this profession, what we can do to help ourselves be better people and better veterinarians through all these struggles and challenges that we have.
So are members the only ones that are able to send waves, or can the general public use the platform as well?
The general public can send them as well. Totally fine. We have not yet put it out there for the general public. We kind of are keeping it to the veterinary industry first, but we hope to have it go viral, especially with our donations in the near future as we continue to build momentum over this platform.
Wave is such a great concept. I think we could all use some positivity in our lives these days. What kind of feedback have you gotten?
So it's only been up for about a month. We have maybe 400 or 500 waves that have been sent. When the website first came out, I went through and I sent it to tons of different vets that I worked with in the past. Like, I worked for a cat-only hospital for like 3 weeks in my winter break. And out of all the vets, there was one that I was like, wow, like, she is amazing. Like, I would let her treat my cat. That's a big deal. So I sent her a wave and she's like, oh my God, Tavares, like, I haven't heard you in so long. Like, I didn't know how much I meant to you. Like, that was so awesome. And I just like sent them out to a ton of different people of hospitals that I worked at just to be like, hey, remember me. Like, if you have a job, or all vets, let's think it. Every hospital needs a veterinarian, but I exist and you're awesome. And you made my life better then, and you continue making people's lives better every day. Thank you so much. Everyone just really appreciated it. It's just that little tiny token of happiness in your inbox that you're like, oh, look, so-and-so remembered me. Like, I am doing something great.
Where do you see Harbor and the Wave Initiative heading in the future?
Once we have a couple months worth of content, like, we wanted to do that monthly webinar type scenario, we want to expand Wave to the general public or potentially worldwide. You know, years from now, as a veterinarian, I want to still be receiving waves. I want to still be sending them out, and it just be like a special little treat that people receive every day. I think our goals in the future is to continue to help associates attract new grads by doing little fun videos like what I'd like to hear at an externship, and to show practice owners like, hey, when you bring me in, do this and it'll wow me type of thing. And just little fun videos like that that are specific to our field.
Are you going to star in the videos?
Oh, definitely.
Well, it's a wonderful concept, and I'm glad you all were able to come together and execute. And it sounds like you've gotten some fantastic feedback.
Definitely.
So if people are interested in finding out more information on Harbor and Wave, where can they go?
So they can join at harbor.vet. In the website, there is plenty of places that you can go and click and find how to send a wave. And from there, they can go ahead and send them. And then once you send the wave, they can then again send other waves. And that's how it spreads.
Awesome.
Yes. And we hope everyone does join the platform as well. Again, there's a lot of different features on it that will be super helpful to your veterinary career, both as a student and after graduation. And I think people will really enjoy it.
Well, Harbor and Wave sound like a really cool program, and we are happy to share them with our members and listeners.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we really appreciate your time today, hearing a bit about your story and what you've got going on.
Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you so very much.
Perfect. Take care. Have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
Coming up next, we'll sit down with Dr. Scott Pendleton, who serves on the OVMA Board of Directors as AVMA Alternate Delegate. Stay tuned. At the Ohio Animal Health Foundation, we see a brighter future for animals. And with your help, we can make that vision a reality. Put the fun in fundraising by joining us on September 29th at Bent Tree Golf Club in Sunbury for the Four Animals Classic. Can't participate? You can still support the foundation through a sponsorship or donation. Learn more at oahf.org. Welcome back. On today's segment of Meet the Board, we're getting to know Dr. Scott Pendleton, a 1989 Ohio State graduate and longtime member of the OVMA Board of Directors. He is currently the AVMA Alternate Delegate and a past president of OVMA. In addition to volunteering his time to OVMA, he has been involved in 4-H, Boy Scouts of America, and the Harrison County Historical Society. Dr. Pendleton practiced large animal medicine for 30 years before retiring to become a small animal practitioner. He is now owner of Heritage Veterinary Care Surgical and Wellness Center in Hopedale, a small town located in rural eastern Ohio.
Welcome and thank you for joining me today, Dr. Pendleton.
You are welcome and I'm glad to be here.
So Dr. Pendleton, you have served on the board of directors for several years, as well as a variety of OVMA committees and task forces. How do you balance volunteering with your day-to-day work and personal activities?
You just make it happen. That's all there is to it. If it's important to you, you'll make the time. I do a lot of volunteer activities and I've cut back quite a bit, but I still do several. And if you're committed, you just make the time. It requires some creative scheduling occasionally, but the payback is worth it.
So do you have someone's issue with your calendar and making sure that you're on task?
My calendar is always a disaster, which is why I pay somebody to take care of my calendar. Because if I depended on me to take care of my calendar, it would be bad.
Okay.
So, but yes, my calendar is full, but I still have plenty of time to do the things I want to do. One thing we didn't cover is I'm health commissioner.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So health commissioners can have a master's degree in public health or be from one of the medical professions. And we have one physician living in the county and she is the coroner. So she can't be health commissioner and coroner.
So did someone reach out to you about the opportunity?
Yeah, they basically went through every medical professional and couldn't find anybody to do it. And somebody says, oh, I go talk to Doc. And I'm like, I don't really have time. Sure, I'll try it. So I agreed to be health commissioner. And then lo and behold, what happened? We have this son of a gun of damn pandemic. Hell of a time to be health commissioner. That I can tell you for sure. But at any rate, I think there are two veterinarians that are health commissioners in the state. Both of us are in rural counties. That's one of the things you do in a rural area, too, is you wear other hats.
A lot of different hats.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got to tell you, that job is actually a lot of fun. It's interesting. Public health is fascinating to me. We make a big difference in the lives of these folks. If I had more time, it would be a great job. But I have a great job.
Well, yes, you do. Indeed. Yeah. So what would you say to anyone considering getting involved in organized veterinary medicine?
First of all, it's not all work. I mean, there are perks and it is actually fun. But to be honest with you, even if there weren't perks, I would still do it because I feel it's important. I think I started on the board in 2008 and I can look back now and I can see the work we did then and I can see some of the results now and it's just very satisfying and I'm quite proud to have served the profession.
Well, we certainly appreciate you. Appreciate your time and dedication. What do you think some of the largest challenges that we're facing in the veterinary profession today?
Well, I think there's a lot of challenges. Staffing is a challenge. I think one of the challenges we're seeing frequently is that care is now to the point where we're pricing out a large segment of the population. And I'm not sure that's serving animals as well as we could be serving animals. I tell my staff, it's the concept of good enough, okay? Yes, a CAT scan would be great, and a $5,000 surgery would be great, but what can we do that this client can afford that is good enough that the cat or dog has a quality life? I'm not saying that CAT scans and all that aren't good, but I'm just saying that there's a segment of the population that cannot afford that level of care. So I think that's the two biggest issues I see.
Good. Okay. Well, before I do let you go, outside of veterinary medicine, what are you most passionate about?
Bird watching. I'm a big bird watcher. Pretty much hike every morning, watch birds every day. So that, and I am president of the Historical Society. I like doing historical research. And my second passion after birds would be what's called postal history. So you might call me a stamp collector, but I don't actually collect stamps. I collect stamps on envelopes. I kind of study how they get from one place to another. And I am particularly interested in this area of Ohio. The earliest piece I have is 1803.
Wow.
And all the way through and how the post office developed in this tri-county area, actually, Belmont, Harrison, and Jefferson. So those are my two big, that's an indoor and an outdoor passion.
My grandmother used to collect stamps on envelopes and I never understood it.
Yeah.
And she never explained it to me, but maybe this is why.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they have a story to tell. I have a letter from, I think it's 1848. Wow. And back in those days, you paid by the sheet. So to save money, the wife would write on one side and the husband would write on the other. The wife was writing to her sister-in-law. And so her version of the story is the servant girl had dropsy, which is swollen abdomen, which was a disease that they had commonly back in the 1840s because they had more parasites. And we were really worried about her. Well, it turns out that she had a baby. And Mrs. Martin is beside herself with grief. And it goes on and on and on about how upset everybody is. And then on the other side, the husband is writing to his brother. And he says, well, Katie's got a baby and old John Martin's got an heir. And it, you can tell he's kind of chuckling. And the difference between a male and a female version, you know, she's like, oh, it's so sad. And he's like, hey, he's got an heir.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Right. So that's some of the stories you can tell.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. That's actually a cool one.
Yeah, that is a good story.
Oh, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's a wrap on today's episode. Thanks to Tamaris Nunes and Dr. Scott Pendleton for being on the show.
And thank you to our listening audience for tuning in. As always, please feel free to visit fullyvettedpodcast.com for show notes and to provide listener feedback.
And don't forget to enter the Listen Up contest. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Like the show? Please submit a quick rating and comment on Apple Podcasts to help us reach more listeners like you.
Until next time, stay safe and be well.